No, I can't say that I do, because it was such an atmosphere of religion in our house at all times that it absolutely pervaded the atmosphere. That was their life. That was the biggest thing in their life. And for another one to go away to religion seems sort of natural and normal rather than those that didn't. I would have been very happy if they'd all gone. And I think they felt that. I think they knew that I would be happy for them if they had a vocation, as Winifred has always said. In our house, you never get anything unless you're religious. The religious get all the fancy candy and cakes and everything else that can be bought for them. But you have to be a religious to get anything.
Well, do you think that that's the ordinary attitude in most families?
No, I don't.
You think it's sad that it isn't?
I think it's just the opposite in most families.
Don't you think there'd be many more priests and nuns if they had that attitude in more families?
Oh, it's sad that it isn't. Yeah, that attitude doesn't prevail.
Yeah.
But it's true, because I have talked to so many people, and people have asked me to talk to this one or talk to that one, whose girl is going away or whose boy is going to be a priest. And for instance, in the Holy Child Order, they have a rule that after they go in, they can't eat with their parents or any of their relatives. And they have to be in a separate room. And I remember one woman particularly upset because her child, when had entered that order, couldn't eat at the same table with her. Well, there was nothing in that to be so overwrought about. The child knew that when she went in. It was one of the rules and regulations that she were given to her, and she had submitted to. And her mother was just making herself a perfect pest to the child and the order and to everybody else, because she wouldn't submit to the same rules and regulations. And she carried on so, and for so long, that she finally drove the girl out. I don't know whether they told her to go home or whether she came home, but she just made such a pest of herself that the girl came out of the order. And then she became infuriated because she did come out, and the poor child ended up in an insane asylum. But it's women that do things like that. It's all selfishness. I mean, a selfish woman can do an awful lot of harm. And not unwittingly either. She can do an awful lot of harm knowingly. That it's her will, her way, what she wants. And she wants her children tagged on to her and held on to them. It'd be the same way if somebody wanted to marry them. She'd have the same attitude. She didn't want them to marry them. They'd have all sorts of things the matter with them because they wanted to marry her daughter. There's an awful lot of selfish women in the world. The world is full of them. Downstairs and tearing around.